Well, let's back up to the beginning. Tell us about how this project came together and how you got brought into the project. Is there something about your style of filmmaking or background that was being considered or that was right for this film?
Yeah, so this project came together originally just from a couple leads in the project. So we had Andy Mahoney, who's the sea ice specialist. He was the project lead for all the sea ice research. And Christopher Zappa at Columbia University, he's the lead PI. And I had previously worked with Andy Mahoney on other projects, not directly, but a couple of projects with the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where Andy Mahoney still works. And so they were looking for someone to join the project who was not only a filmmaker, but someone who was more also like an anthropologist, because they wanted someone who could communicate with the local community and do interviews and knew a little bit about the culture. And Alex Whiting is another lead on the project, and he works with the tribe. He works with the environmental sector for the tribe. And I had also worked with him on projects in that I always would coordinate with the tribe before starting any project or proposing any project in Kotzebue. And that's kind of a new protocol in at least that region of Alaska, where if you're wanting to do work in and around a Native community, you really need to coordinate with the tribe, the tribal representatives first. And I had just completed my master's degree at UAF in 2013, and my focus was cross-cultural studies and how to work with tribal communities collaboratively. And at the time I was approached about the project, which was roughly in 2017, I had already been working in Kotzebue since 2013. So I'd been there for years and had learned a fair bit about the culture and had already produced several films in that community, which can be seen on my website, farthestnorthfilms.com. Most of my published films are on there. And you'll see a lot of films focused in the Kotzebue region and within that borough. Alaska has boroughs, and they're part of the Northwest Arctic Borough. And so with my background, I do a lot of ethnographic filming. So I focused on people and trying to film them in an authentic way where they're going about their hunting in a way that's not scripted. And so I'm there more of an observer documenting that process. And so anyway, it was either Andy or Chris who approached me and asked if I wanted to be part of the project and that it would be a 4-year long project. And I told them I was interested. And so the four of us, Chris, Andy, Alex, and myself, then started writing a grant proposal. The unique thing about that was that the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation had already approached our team members and actually asked us if we would start a project like that, and that they were basically asking us to apply for funds to do that project based on who we had on the team. And so we were pretty certain that we would get the funding, and we did. And so once we got the funding, we then started finding other team members that could fit in doing the research that we wanted to do. But the interesting thing and unique thing about the project was that the Moore Foundation allowed us to go into the community without an agenda, without everything already written out, in order to follow a more culturally sensitive protocol where we didn't go in with an agenda to the community and say, we think this needs to be research. We went into the community and said, we have all these resources and we have funding. What is it that you want to know more about in your changing environment here in Kotzebue Sound? And so it was actually the Indigenous Inupiaq elders who really directed the project, and they came up with the research questions. And that was the foundation, the starting point of our project.